That was too good. I don't even have a quip. Of Pod Freak. I believe it is episode 8. I'm going to do this every time I try to tell the number where I have to go back and check because I don't think to check ahead of time. Let's see here. Episode 8. This week we are going to be going over the first episode of Loki. Going forward for the duration of Loki, the show is going to be mostly on Thursday mornings as a direct response to the episode that aired the day before. The only exception that I'm aware of will be next week, because next week I'll be coming back on Wednesday night from a trip to Texas, so I don't want to try to watch the show and record the podcast on the same night. It would just be too much. So that one will probably come on Friday next week. So sorry to be all over the place, but there's really only like 20 of you guys, and that's assuming that every individual download and listen is an individual person, so I think you'll be fine. In regards to Loki, I am so excited for this show. I think that I much prefer Marvel in a television format than I do in a movie format. I didn't really care about Falcon, the Winter Soldier, Wanda, or Vision all that much prior to their shows, but the show format is just so excellent that I fell in love with all of them, and both of those shows are some of my favorite pieces of Marvel content now, and I have a feeling Loki is going to be that plus more, because Loki takes the format that I'm falling in love with and combines it with a character that I already really liked and a performance that I was already really a fan of. So going forward for this podcast, obviously spoilers. If you haven't seen the first episode of Loki, stop now. Don't listen to the rest of the show. Starting my thoughts in 3, 2, 1. I don't know where to start. I know I said I'm starting my thoughts. That was really just to give people who wanted to duck out the chance to duck out. I guess the first thing I'll start is where I think the themes of this show are going, and this was already something I had seen lots of people predict on TikTok prior to the show even starting, but it looks like it's going to deal a lot with identity. What defines a person? Are you good or bad? Do intentions matter? Who are you really? In ADHD and really just probably neurodivergence and mental health in general, there's a term called masking. And masking is when you basically put on a face and hide your real self so that you don't bother people or you don't annoy people or you interact in a way that is more comfortable for them. You're basically shielding yourself from the world as a defense mechanism. And while Loki, certainly prior to this point in the timeline that the show takes place, has not done a lot to try to comfort people, he has masked a lot for other reasons. He's masking to hide his insecurities, to hide the things that he's truly worried about. He thinks that if he hurts people, they will fear him. And if they fear him, then they will not see the insecurities behind his true self. So they're already driving that home right away. When he goes back into the room where Mobius, Owen Wilson's character, was questioning him, and he sees how his life would have played out, and even when Mobius was questioning him, and he sees how his mother dies, and that it's his fault, it's an incredibly sobering moment for this character that has not gone on the journey we've gone on with him since the end of the first Avengers movie. And I think in that moment, he realizes the consequences his actions will lead to, very similarly, somewhat, to how it happens in the real show, but it just happens kind of all at once because he sees all of it at once. And now he's a guy with no real life that he can ever go back to, knowing that he will never have a chance to redeem himself like he did in the actual timeline and become something more, but also knowing that he has nowhere to go. And from there, what does he do? Who is he? If he spent his entire life, as he experienced it, causing other people pain, torturing other people, all in this pursuit of trying to have a self-actualization or overcome this trauma of never being good enough to be in the seat that Thor is and never being as good as Thor, but also never actually being Odin's son the way that he thought he was, being lied to about that his entire life. His entire sense of self is just obliterated, more so than it already was. This character's sense of self had already been obliterated, like we talked about in Thor, when he learned that he was not a son of Odin and that he was a frost giant, and that's why he never seemed to get the affection that Thor got, at least that's what he thought in his head. And because of that, he was masking that crisis of identity by trying to become the king that he thought he was supposed to be his whole life, to cover up those insecurities. And now, even past that, he sees himself as the monster that he is and is forced to deal with the fact that he will never have a chance to find redemption in the person that he would like to be in his heart of hearts that he hides from everyone. But Mobius literally tells him that his purpose on Earth was to bring pain and suffering to other people so that they could become the best versions of themselves. He was basically told that the perfect, true version of Loki was to ruin things for other people, and that is who he is, no matter what he thinks about himself and no matter what he will come to think about himself. And that's something that he is going to have to wrestle with as this show goes on. I know I've chattered on for, gosh, at least 4 minutes. It's been going on 6 minutes, but I don't know how much of that was the intro about Loki's identity and sense of self and the themes that I think this show are going to take. But one, that's the most interesting part to me thus far anyway. And two, this was very much an introductory to the conflict of what's going to be going on. So to me, that's the bulk of what there is to talk about. There were a couple other things that I wanted to touch base on, though. The number one being, and I say this is a theory. I have thought of this myself. I haven't looked at anything on TikTok or Screen Rant or YouTube or anything like that. But I also think it's pretty obvious. I don't think that this idea is something, like, I promise you that as soon as I start scrolling through all the TikTokers that cover Marvel content that I normally do on TikTok, they're all going to be saying this, I would assume. But it really seems like they are using this series to set up what the Avengers equivalent of Phase 4 is going to be, and it really seems like the Avengers equivalent of Phase 4 is going to be a multiverse war. We've heard rumblings about the multiverse in Phase 4 in and out, all leading up to this, and in WandaVision there was a character from Fox's X-Men, the version of Quicksilver, and he turned out to be Ralph Boner. As far as we know, at least, that's what we're led to believe thus far, but they were teasing it. We have a straight-up movie called Multiverse of Madness. Spider-Man Far From Home dealt with people who lied about being from other dimensions, other multiverses, other timelines. We know that the next Spider-Man movie is going to have actors playing villains from other versions of Marvel content, other, you know, quote-unquote timelines. And now the first episode of Loki, a show that Kevin Feige has said is going to shape the entire direction of Phase 4, maybe more than any other content. And in the first episode, we have an explanation for how timelines work, why the TVA protects them, how they cause branch-offs into multiple universes, and how that eventually led to multiple universes having wars with one another. It becomes abundantly clear to me that between all of these Easter eggs and rumors leading up to this, and even announcements, combined with the direct plot layout for how multiple universes could feud with one another in a show that we are told is going to be the main driving force of this phase's storyline, looks like we're headed for a multiverse war, which is really exciting. And I wonder if it's going to be caused by the variant of Loki that this show is going to be about chasing down. And I also wonder if that variant is the Lady Loki. While I don't have the, like, official, like, I don't know what's been confirmed and what's just been speculated, but I know that there's an actress, forgive me, I don't know her name, who's playing a main role in this show, and I don't know if it was speculated, stated, or rumored that she was going to be playing Lady Loki, but that appears to be the most likely scenario, and my assumption is that this variant of Loki in the cloak that is going around taking out the TVA's Minutemen is going to be that female version of Loki, and I think that she's going to be that variant, and I think that she's going to get away at the end of the show and will be the main antagonist in, I guess it'd be Avengers 5 or whatever they decide to call it. They may not call it Avengers going forward. They haven't said one way or another, but, you know, the big team-up movie that is the climax of the story they're telling. Now, that's my assumption, and my next thing was I was going to talk about the variant of Loki that presumably was the person in the cloak and was presumably Lady Loki after I talked about my theory for the multiverse war, but I guess I kind of already touched on that just now. I'm trying to think if there is anything I have forgotten about before we wrap this up that I wanted to talk about in regards to the first episode of Loki. In general, I'm loving the performances. Tom Hiddleston is Loki. Well-proven product. We've known that for years. It's great to finally see him in the spotlight. I was worried that Owen Wilson as Mobius would be a scenario where it was like all I could see was Owen Wilson and I couldn't believe him as the character, but that hasn't been the case at all. The other characters, there was the guard and the woman in the court, and I guess the receptionist, who is the same person who played Pillboy in The Good Place, they're all good as well, and I have a feeling their characters will be expanded as the show goes on, but story-wise and character-wise, this show really focused mostly on Mobius and Loki in the first episode, so not a lot to talk about there quite yet, but I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. Basically, when there's new Marvel content going forward with Podfreak until we are caught up with our original watch through the MCU, we will cover that content on that week instead of watching the old Marvel movie that would be up next. That way we can both kind of extend the duration of our MCU watch through. We can make sure that we are topical and actually talking about things that other people are all talking about on the internet right now, and keep some sense of theme. And when that happens, I am going to do my best to record the episode right after the new what movie or TV show or whatever has aired, so that way it is as topical as possible. So like I said, for the next 6 weeks, and I don't know when Black Widow comes out, I don't know if there's overlap there, we'll figure that out when we get to it, but for the next 6 weeks, it is going to be Loki. Next week will most likely be on Friday, because I'm not getting back from Texas until Wednesday night, and I don't want to push that in on that evening. Quick plugs, make sure you're following me on Twitter at ClockworthClone. That's where I chat, that's where I interact. If you have thoughts on this show, please tag me on Twitter and continue the conversation there. It's how I know people are listening. Follow me on TikTok at ClockworthClone. That is all video game content. The Switch log is officially wrapped up and over, but you can go back and watch all of them, and we are going to be doing a little bit of stall content, I guess, not bad content, just quicker, easier content to produce while I focus on the next big project for the TikTok, which I'm not ready to announce, but the idea is that I'm going to get all of those episodes ready and then just post them, I think it's like 13 days in a row. So that's what's going on the TikTok. You can check out YouTube or Instagram if you want, but right now they're just repurposed TikToks. And that is about all I know to say. Thank you guys for tuning in the show, and I cannot wait to see you guys next week, and I cannot wait to see where this show goes.